Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is for times when life feels a bit overwhelming. Remember that you don't have to figure out forever. If today is manageable, and probably the next few days, you are good. Save the logistical ruminations for times you have set aside to ponder these things. I know that a lot of my listeners are champion planners. We set long-term goals. We plan excellent vacations. And we get the right hotels because we book ahead of time. We solve logistical problems that would foil mere mortals. That is all fantastic. I think it's a great way to go through life. And champion planning allows us to have much bigger lives than we would otherwise. However, if you are like me, you may find yourself chewing on logistical planning problems a lot, sometimes at all hours of the day and night. As soon as I have figured out how I take one business trip when my husband is also working and we are suddenly dealing with a temporary childcare situation, I'm on to the next trip and pondering our outfits for family photos and how I will organize all the weekends in December and so forth. The key is finding the right balance. Today is going to be a great day. And so I can enjoy this day as it is, without spending much of my mental energy pondering the future. This is going to be a great weekend, and I can look forward to it without worrying so much about logistical problems 2 weeks down the road. Now, I am not saying don't plan. I am saying put planning at certain times, and then get out of planning mode at other times. I actually think this is a great reason to set a designated weekly planning time. I know that every Friday, I have carved out time to plan. Indeed, rule number 2 in Tranquility by Tuesday, my most recent time management book, is to plan on Friday. My primary focus is the upcoming Monday to Sunday week, with some attention focused on confirming the immediately upcoming Saturday to Sunday weekend. However, I can also take some time then to look ahead and see what's coming up and see if there are problems that need to be solved. When you know there is a designated time for this future thinking, you don't have to spend all your time on future thinking. If you find yourself wondering about an upcoming logistical difficulty, you can simply tell yourself that there is a time for thinking about that. Now is not that time. Now is the time for thinking about other things. All of this is easier said than done, of course. Those of us who do often think in future tense can't exactly turn off that function completely. But given that the future is to some degree unknowable, it behooves us not to obsess over it. I know I spent a lot of time in early 2020 worrying about 2 weekends in May that were going to be incredibly challenging to pull off. Then, of course, the entire world was shut down, and I didn't have to solve those problems. We had other problems, but not those. So make sure you're good for the next few days, And then make sure you have a designated weekly planning time when you will think about all future logistical issues. You'll be able to enjoy the present and make sure you have a good future, which is a win all around. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.